1938-39, hired up to do bale alfalfa with Mr. Emilio Lopez. In fact, we set up the baling machine underneath the old tree over there. You might say that was my first job, I guess. I got paid 50 cents a day. Sun up and sun down. The thrashing machine, that belonged to an individual, and as I understand, that thrasher, he hauled his thrashing machine up and down the valley, the state, or wherever there was wheat. He just hauled his thrashing machine and his tractor, and he'd do the thrashing, and that was it. In fact, through the whole farming industry, up north, the Dakotas and Idaho and wherever they grew anything, you had threshers that were not owned by the farmers themselves. You had some owner with his crew or whatnot that would come through and they'd do the thrashing, which they still do today. They have gangs of these big, huge thrashing machines up in the wheat belt and whatever, the breadbaskets, as they say. But anyway, here at that time, back in the 30s, you had an individual moving, say he might thrash here in Corrales, he might thrash down in Belen, he might thrash somewhere else in the state. A lot of times it was paid off by so many sacks of wheat or whatever they thrashed, that was the pay for the thrasher. And of course he would take it off to the sawmill or to the flour mill or wherever, and of course he would get his money. You could provide the labor, you hired labor or whatever. He usually had somebody going ahead to find out where the wheat was at or how much it was available. Dad, I guess he done some thrashing up around Cuba, I think.